Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 8 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm night across Israel. Tel Aviv is seeing clear skies, while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze, perfect conditions to step outside and enjoy a quiet evening. Here are today's headlines. First, Amnesty International says deadly Iranian attacks on civilian sites in Saudi Arabia and Bahrain may constitute war crimes. This comes from the Jerusalem Post, reported earlier this hour. Also, Prime Minister Netanyahu vows that the IDF will remain in Lebanon's security zone, despite Iran's demands. Ynet reported this development 3 hours ago. Also this hour, U.S. Vice President Vance defends the Iran deal, insisting that Israel must respect the peace process. This comes from I-24 News, reported just under an hour ago. Separately, President Trump announced that Iran can keep ballistic missiles but must abandon nuclear ambitions. Forward reported this deal from earlier today. And finally, in a perspective from the Australian Jewish News, despite recent challenges, Israel is moving forward in turbulent times. This was shared 9 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. David Hazzoni, an Israeli commentator, posted just 21 minutes ago, suggesting that while there are concerns about overreaction to the Iran deal, the administration might be failing to adequately explain it. Amit Segal, a political analyst, posted earlier today, urging Israeli leaders not to criticize President Trump, reminding them of the financial support the U.S. has provided. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English shared moments ago that U.S. Vice President Vance announced technical talks on the Iran deal are planned for this weekend, though logistics with Iran remain challenging. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with Iran's recent attacks on Saudi Arabia and Bahrain. Amnesty International has condemned these acts as potential war crimes. The Jerusalem Post highlights that these unprovoked attacks have resulted in at least 28 casualties and hundreds injured. This situation could further destabilize an already tense region, raising concerns about regional security. Turning to Lebanon, where Prime Minister Netanyahu has stated that Israeli forces will remain in the security zone. Despite Iran's demands for withdrawal, Netanyahu emphasized Israel's security needs. Ynet notes that Ambassador Yechiel Leiter warned about Lebanon's potential involvement in U.S. negotiations. This decision may strain Israel's diplomatic relations, particularly with countries involved in the peace discussions. Meanwhile, Vice President Vance defended the Iran nuclear deal, urging Israel to support the peace process. According to I-24 News, Vance suggests that respecting the deal is crucial for maintaining stability. This defense comes amid rising tensions between the U.S. and Israeli positions, which could impact bilateral relations. Separately, the Trump administration's deal with Iran allows them to retain ballistic missiles but bars nuclear weapons. Forward reports Trump's assurance that this prevents nuclear threats, though it grants Iran significant economic benefits. The implications could affect regional power dynamics, particularly in military capabilities. And finally, a perspective from the Australian Jewish News reflects on Israel's resilience amid challenges. The article emphasizes that despite setbacks, the nation continues to progress. This sentiment may resonate with many Israelis facing ongoing regional uncertainties. On the economic front. First, CyberArk founder discusses the $25 billion Palo Alto deal. Udi Mokadi reflects on the significant impact this sale has had on the Israeli cyber industry. CTech covered this story earlier today. Separately, Western Union's acquisition of GMT for 200 million shekels marks a major exit for Israeli fintech. Wala Business reports this achievement during a challenging period for the sector. And finally, Victory supermarket chain revealed significant sales to Gaza in the first quarter. Globes reported that NIS 99 million worth of goods were sent under official arrangements, highlighting the complex trade relations between Israel and Gaza. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.